We try and fill our calendar, and we had been waiting for the commissioners to get back to us, and everything's not worked out, and our proposal wasn't accepted. People have been asking us for a while now, Jess, haven't they?
Yeah, so the statement that we put out was basically to say that the proposal that we had put through to the commissioners, which we put through on the 10th of November last year, put forward a proposal for monthly pop-ups throughout the year, which is what we have done for 2025. In that proposal, we asked basically if they wanted dates for us to put forward. We got a response on the 19th of November asking for dates that we would propose to pop up, to which we responded on the 25th of November with 42 dates throughout the year.
Which we provisionally held.
Every month, there was sort of 3 days every month. Some months we'd given them the option of two different sets of dates for them to sort of advise what was best for them. We never received a response back to say that they'd received those dates or that they'd put those forward. We chased them again a month later for an update, but that was sort of close to Christmas, so we didn't hear anything back from them till afterwards, which we chased them several times with phone calls. We then received a call on, I think it was the 7th of January, which they then said that we had been put forward into the next meeting for it to be discussed, which meant that we'd miss our January dates that we'd put forward, which we accepted. That was fine. We understood that that had happened. And I then spoke to somebody in the office at the end of January. They'd said they still hadn't made a decision on the use of the square, but they had hinted that they were potentially only looking at the summer months for it to be used, but that our proposal was then pushed forward into the next meeting to be discussed again. And I think that was around the 11th of February, which is then on the 17th of February, I actually called the commissioners before we received the email that they've released in their statement to ask for an update as we were going on our holidays. Just want to know what was going on because we'd held all these dates for them, which is then when we received the response that they said they were happy for us, Clee, to pop up in collaboration with the Ballycastle market. So that was the only dates that they could facilitate any of our pop-ups, which are the dates that they've given in their statement. But all of those dates, none of those correspond to the 42 dates that we'd already given them, which we then responded with. And in order for us to pop up for those dates, we would have had to contact the Ballycastle market ourselves to collaborate with them, which we'd be happy to work with them. It's just unfortunate those dates didn't work out for us.
And you already held 40 dates already.
Yeah, 42, which we then sent a response to say after our holidays, which I think they'd said, obviously, the day that we released our statement, we'd sent an email to say, I think they've released the actual email. But we received a response to that email before we released our statement on Facebook. So we actually received a response to say, thank you for letting me know and wish you all the best in 2026, which then to us, we saw as a acknowledgement of we're going to put something out on social media.
And it's okay. Yeah.
The way they've released their statement today, they've just put obviously the six dates to work with the market. Now, that was them recommending. It wasn't them giving us any dates. At all, neither.
As long as the market would want us.
Yeah,
which we don't even know if the market would want us.
As you said, we'd be more than happy to work alongside them, but it's just unfortunate those dates don't work out with what we've given them.
So, unfortunately, the other 42 dates were not accepted. So
that's why we said it's kind of been blown out of proportion with our statement. Is we just stated that our proposal hasn't been accepted, which we feel is a fair remark.
We didn't do this out of malice. We have had no problem with Castan. We love Castan. We love being there.
The people have been great. The businesses have been great while we're there. You know, it's just...
And we didn't do this out of malice, but we feel like it's been taken to another level. Just crazy.
If the bridges with the commissioners aren't burnt, would you consider going back to Castletown?
100%.
We love Castletown.
The pop-ups we did there, they were absolutely amazing. And we had such good feedback from a lot of the locals, as well as like a lot of our regulars that came down.
And we love Castletown. Castletown's one of the most beautiful towns in the Isle of Man. We're very lucky to have Castletown, and it is beautiful.
We do pop-ups around the island. We very much try to fit in with the community. We understand that there's other businesses there doing certain things. So when we go, for example, to Castletown, we don't do tea and coffee because there's two or three places that do
cakes.
It. We don't do cakes because you've got Jenny who does fantastic cakes. We don't touch the breakfast market because you have the house and the garret. You have Stanley's around the corner. We stay away from certain things and try to bring our own twist to the town that other people aren't doing.
I think one of the concerns that I think they did raise is that it might affect other businesses in the town.
We originally, in our original proposal that we put through, we even said that we were happy to meet with the leisure committee and talk about the businesses that were around and coordinate our menus to basically suit them so that we weren't stepping on any toes. We suggested several times actually meeting with the leisure committee, which was never accepted or brought forward or moved forward with, basically.
But we always are very aware of what other people are doing.
Yeah, wherever we pop up, we don't do certain things if there's something close by to us, even when we do events. Next, like if we've done one, I think in Castletown, we did one for the Castletown Festival where there was a fish and chip truck that was going to be next to us. We offered to take fish and chips off our menu because we didn't want to step on their toes.
Do you think we'd be open to working with the commissioners to try and get back into town?
We're keen to work all over the island. We pop up in Peel, we pop up in Port Erin with Carew. We like to be able to move around and be able to bring people and meet new people in places.
We don't want to upset people.
No, and we try our best to promote other businesses when we're there anyway.
All our social media, if you have a look, wherever we pop up, we are pushing the place where we are and we're pushing local businesses and people. Other food trucks that we're working with, where you can go around, take pictures, have chats with them. We do nothing but try and help everybody wherever we are.
We do a lot of interviews with different outlets in the areas we're in all the time.
You're obviously not going to be able to get back to Castletown. In the short term, at least, you're not going to be able to go to Castletown. So what will you be doing instead? Have you come up with Plan B?
Plan B, we're still in discussions with a few other people. We don't really want to put it out there just yet at the moment with everything that's going on. But we have a few other things in the pipeline. So we just want to get on with this year now and focus on what we're doing. We're back in Peel now as well, which is great this year. We just want to get on with what we do and what we love doing now and put this behind us.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.